Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Imaya, one of the supervisors here located on the floor. How may I assist you today?
Yes, yesterday I got a notification about from Home Depot saying to take a survey. And I did the survey, and then when I put my card number in, it came back and said that I didn't have enough money in the account. I forgot I had used some money on it the other day. So today, I went back and did the survey again and put in another card number. I know I had money on that card. Yes. So, ma'am?
Yes, I'm sitting here.
Hello?
So I'm listening. Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so I just a few minutes ago, I put in another card number, but it doesn't say how much the shipping and handling is on this Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Okay, willing to definitely assist. First, let me pull up the information on your account. What's your name and address?
My name is Gregory Young. Address is 1210 Morgan Street, Abbeville, Louisiana. 70510.
Okay, yes, sir. Yeah. So if I look over the information here on the account, give me one moment. I just asked out your account accidentally. Give me one moment while we pull it back up, sir.
All right.
Oh, yes, sir. I located your account, and this is with the Byte Hub. Do you remember accessing the information pertaining to that Dyson vacuum, sir?
Yeah, that was yesterday.
Correct. So now for the Dyson vacuum, sir, it's only a sweepstakes to remain in the contest for it. But along with that contest, you have to download and use a fitness trainer app called Byte Hub. It's a mobile fitness app giving you information.
No, that's misleading because you all say, take your survey and you can win and you get a, excuse me. And you'll get a free Dyson vacuum cleaner. All you got to pay is shipping. Well, that's what I did yesterday,
right,
and I didn't have no.
Unfortunately,
it's
not for recurring billing.
Recurring billing? For what?
Correct. It's a membership fee, sir. It gives you information regarding eating healthy. It's a membership for $59.89 per month. But if you no longer want it, we can go ahead and cancel the account out. And we can refund back
out
at least 75% of the transaction to you.
No, I just put the money back on the $5 and some change back on my Cash App and put the, I guess it was $29 and something you tried to access yesterday first. And
it was $59.89, sir. But give me one moment while I seek more information regarding this information.
Yeah, I think y'all misleading with these sweepstakes and surveys. Very misleading.
Yes, sir. Give me one moment while I seek more information regarding the cancellation and refund.
All right.
Okay, yes, so I'm still waiting for the request to see how we could best assist for your information. Give me one moment.
All right.
So they're still reviewing the information on the account and place you on another brief hold.
All right.
Okay, so we could refund back everything, sir, but the $5, and that was for the setup fee for the account, sir.
You refunded everything back, but how much?
But $5.
Okay, and that's on what card? The Cash App? Oh, no, it can't be a Cash App. It has to be my MasterCard.
Correct, so it goes back to the MasterCard on the account.
Okay, what about the $5, and I think it's 85 cents or something on my Cash App that y'all took?
Sir, we only bill the $59.89. That's the only charge we can't tamper with, but we can refund back everything but the $5 on that. So it'll be a refund of $54.89, sir.
All right, but you don't have any other transaction with a Cash App card?
No, sir. This transaction was made on a MasterCard.
Yeah, I know, but the first one I did yesterday was made on my Cash App card, but there wasn't enough money. But they still get granted y'all $5.85. I guess they were waiting for me maybe to go put more money on that card. And y'all don't explain none of that in your survey about joining some kind of membership.
I can definitely look. Give me one moment. Okay, so you said it was on yesterday and it was for $5?
$5.85, I believe. And I still had $3 left on the card.
So it only billed for, you say it billed for two?
It only billed me
for... Only time I see that it was billed, this is billed, so that was on today, sir. It declined it four times and it processed it. That's the only transaction we have on the account is for today.
Yeah, I don't know why I declined it four times with this my card today, because that card there is my Social Security income card.
But the finance institution that's connected to their card, they kept declining the transaction.
All right, well, I'm not going to slip. Well, I'll find out who the other Cash App is. It says, I don't remember exactly what the name of the company was. I had to find it and try to get a hold of them.
Perfect.
Okay, well,
so the request
when
is
can
in
I,
place.
Can I... Beg your pardon? I said, when will I see you? I can't talk at the same time. What did you say?
What was you about to say?
When will I see the transaction of the money being put back on my card?
3 to 5 business days.
All right. I'll
Did
be looking for
else?
It. Nope, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Sorry for the confusion, but I mean, a lot of that survey stuff is really misleading. All right, we have a good day. Thank you.
You too, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.